Exercise 4, page 85. A.
Hey, Tim, have you seen today's paper?
No, not yet. Why?
That boy from next door is on the front page.
Oh, dear. Is he in some sort of trouble?
It seems he's organized a campaign against the new road.
Oh, yes. I remember something being said on the news about that.
Well, anyway, he and his supporters are living in the trees there to stop the developers cutting them down.
I see. Is he some sort of eco-warrior, then?
I suppose so. He's trying to protect the environment and stop another area from being deforested.
You're right. There's a lot of wildlife in those woods that will be destroyed if that road gets built.
Shall we join the campaign?
Yeah, why not? But I'm not living in a tree, you know.
B. Did you hear the warning on the radio this morning?
No. What warning?
Apparently, the air quality today will not meet recommended levels.
What does that mean?
It means that the air over the city is not moving at all. It's just like a thick cloud of polluted gas all around us.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
It is. Doctors recommend that the elderly and everyone with breathing difficulties should stay inside all day today.
Oh, dear. It sounds like we'll all have breathing difficulties soon if the air quality doesn't improve.
C.
Oh, this is a waste of time. We've been fishing all morning and we haven't caught a thing.
Well, I'm not really surprised. I mean, look at this lake. It's a total mess. The only thing you're likely to catch in this water is a disease.
I just don't understand how it got so dirty.
Well, I suppose the local factories have been pumping their industrial waste into it.
I hate that. Oh, look, someone has been dumping rubbish. What sort of person would do that in such a beautiful spot?
Well, I wouldn't. But a lot of people simply don't care about the environment.
Oh, wait, I've caught something.
What is it? Let me see. Great! We can have fish for dinner.
Ha! It's an old boot. Oh, I'm fed up with this. Let's go home.
I agree.